Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
No, I'm going to vote, definitely.
Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered? Is it Democrat, Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
69.
Thank you so much. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic?
Oh, yeah, vote for Democratic.
Thank you very much. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. And the first one is Leonard Spencer.
Who's that again?
Yeah, Leonard Spencer.
I'm not sure. I think I've heard of the name, but I'm not sure.
Thank you very much. And Erin Hundley?
No.
Don't you have an opinion, or you have never heard of her?
No, I don't have an opinion.
Thank you so much. And Carolina Amesti?
I don't have an opinion.
Thank you. And Scott Boyd?
You said Scott Boyd?
Yeah.
I never heard of him.
Thank you very much. And Kamala Harris?
Well, of course.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, favorable. No, favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you very much. And now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Oh, I'm definitely voting for her.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you very much. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting
definitely.
For Leonard?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably
definitely.
Voting for... Thank you very much. Just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 66% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your help. Now, due to State Representative Amestis' arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
And would you say you're definitely voting? Or
definitely.
Voting?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you very much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate, for sure.
And just one more time, just for quality purposes, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, or vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote Republican?
I always vote Democrat.
Thank you very much. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Okay, what was that again? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A liberal.
And would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very, very liberal.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or a
bachelor's degree? A bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. And, well, in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.